Happy Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning into Loud Majority Live. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about Bill Maher on Greg Gutfeld yesterday. Bill Maher went into the lion's den of the highest-rated late-night comedy show anywhere in the world. He's been making the rounds on his book tour, which, Bill puts out a book every couple of years, and we're going to talk about why. Why do you care, Kevin? Why do you care what Bill Maher thinks? He's a crazy liberal. He's this. He's that. I'm going to tell you why, because as on this show, we talk about chipping away. We chip away. That's what we do here. We chip away at the narrative over and over and over again, because for many liberals out there, I know many of them, I'm sure many of you know many of them, is that they live in an alternate reality than the rest of us. And Bill Maher is the perfect example of this. Hollywood elite, lives in Malibu or wherever the hell they live out on the West Coast, does not experience the world the way the rest of us do. So when you start to see, and Bill, for a long time, to his credit, is usually the first public person on the left to break the ice, so to speak, to say the quiet part out loud, to say the things that the rest of the left have not been saying. He did it with 9/11. He did it with Bush. He did it with a myriad of issues. He did it with the radical Islamic attacks of the early 2010s that were going on all over the world. Bill is 2 years behind where you and I are. But once we begin to see him crack, and I want to be clear, he still went on Gutfeld and did his Trump derangement syndrome, and he denied the election and all that bullshit talking points. However, on the cultural moments, he has started to come around. And I think now that he's on this book tour, not only will he be open, shown different arguments, but Bill Maher going on shows like Greg Gutfeld, going on shows like Megyn Kelly's, shows that him, his publishing house, the book company, they know where the viewers are. They know where the viewers are, and they're sending him there to promote his book. Look, Bill Maher's not going on The View. He might go on it. Wasn't on it last night. Wasn't on it yesterday. Wasn't on it today, I don't believe. They're going where the eyeballs are, and this is the proof that we're winning. And when a person like this breaks into our world, they begin to see the light as we see it. We're going to get to all that before we get rocking and rolling today. I read Jeremy's comment and then said my own name. What's up, Jeremy? But guys, as we're rocking and rolling today, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. How's everybody doing today? Jeremy, how are you? Great show, brother. Tommy, girl, you ready? Tommy, you ready for Thursday? Who's ready for Thursday? Dina, are you ready for Thursday? Creative Aaron, are you ready for Thursday? Thursday, I'm jacked. Donald Trump, coming to New York, baby. Giddy up, let's go. South Bronx. Quick update on the rally. I will be down there with a team of people registering voters in the South Bronx. I was talking to a few guys from the neighborhood yesterday. South Bronx, heavily Hispanic, heavily black neighborhood. We're going to be doing a huge voter registration drive down there. I'm super excited about it. We're going to be getting new people involved in the process. And this is the stuff that I love. You know, this is the stuff that I love. What's up, Dave Levy? Just got a text from a friend. Dave Levy, if you're watching, shout out, brother. But yeah, no, we're gonna be registering voters. I can't wait, because look, this is the difference between today's Republican Party, today's populism movement, today's America First, Trumpism, call it what you will, is that guys like Mitt Romney, guys like John McCain, guys like George W. Bush, they wouldn't have been caught dead in the South Bronx. They wouldn't be caught dead going to a Puerto Rican neighborhood. They wouldn't be caught dead registering voters in a black neighborhood. Because could you imagine Mitt Romney going to East New York, going to Jamaica, Queens, going to the South Bronx, going to South Central, going to Colorado Springs? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Could you imagine him in Little Haiti down in Miami meeting voters? That would never happen. But our people are willing to show those traditional Democrats that we are with you. And I, guys, look, you guys know I'm probably the most white-pilled person on this network. I'm very optimistic. I'm very forward-looking. And that annoys some people. However, we have nothing else. We have no other options but to do this. No other options but to do this. So I'm super excited. South Bronx on Thursday. Jacked up, baby. It's so funny, too. The city of New York, this is really funny. So after last week, yes, East New York is a neighborhood in Brooklyn, Audrey. East New York is a Brooklyn neighborhood. After Wildwood, 100,000 people, the city of New York saw that and told the Trump campaign that the venue that they picked has a maximum capacity of 3,500 people. So only 3,500 people are going to be allowed in this venue. So if you're going, get there early. Get there early. Get there early. I'm going to be there at like 8 in the morning, rocking, rolling with the team. Keep it locked in for all the updates. Jeremy, I'll call you after the show. I'll give you a call after the show, see if we can work something out. So Thursday, Trump rally, giddy up. Let's dive into all the good stuff today because I want to talk Bill Maher breaking through the matrix. Breaking through the matrix. Why does this matter? Well, it turns out that Bill Maher goes on Greg Gutfeld to promote his book, and he starts to say some of the stuff out loud that maybe Bill Maher's audience has never heard before. Like the fact that there is a difference between Trump and Biden in terms of not age, but the way in which they operate.
Hey, that I'll vote for him.
Like, what works for him? Like when that clip you just showed? I mean, look, he's almost the same age as Biden, but Biden presents as old,
yeah,
ancient. Yes. That does not look old.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
He does not present as old.
Yeah,
I mean, he's like Kiss. He puts on the wig and the face paint, and it's 1976 all over again.
Ah, those were the days.
And he's absolutely right. There is a divot. Every year, and you guys have heard me say it before, every year there's some story about a guy who's 98 years old and runs the Boston Marathon. You know who's not going to be running the Boston Marathon? 34-year-old Kevin Smith. So it's not about age. It's about what you do with it. For the older viewers out there, you'll remember Jack LaLanne was like 150 years old, and he was like pulling boats and doing all sorts of crazy shit. I doubt any of us are doing that. It's not about the number. It's about the mental acuity of the person behind the number. Of course, that wasn't the only very obvious thing that Bill Maher said that he has been saying. Oh, and look, I watch Bill Maher every Friday. I won't lie. I'm a huge fan of his. I won't lie. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of his. And I have been for a long time. And I think that anyone who's being honest in our space, whatever you want to call this, in podcasting and political commentary, has to respect, not respect, but appreciate the people who opened the space up before. People like, even people on the left, people like Jon Stewart, people like Bill Maher, the people who brought political commentary into the entertainment world, which is a lot of what we do on this show. You know, we like to laugh, we like to giggle. We like to laugh. We like to giggle. So, you know, I do appreciate Bill Maher for that. Here was another comment he made about the transing of all of our kids, a hot topic of the radical left. Now, he repeatedly goes against the woke left, and we're going to show you one in a minute where he does that. Here was Bill Maher talking about how America is now the outlier when it comes to transitioning children.
Yeah, Bill, we were told that if we didn't transition kids, we had blood on our hands. And now we're finding out that it's actually the reverse, that we should actually be not doing any of it. What do you think?
I like girls.
So does that mean you want more boys to transition to girls?
No, you're confusing him with Jim.
No, I mean, I was talking about this on my show last week. I mean, we are the outlier now, the United States. It's so funny the way sometimes the woke stuff, you know, and I always try to make this point that liberalism is not, you know, the same thing as woke. Woke, they would like to think they're an extension of liberalism. I'm an old school liberal. They're not. It's very often the opposite. And they think they're going so far in the right direction, and it actually turns out that they're in the wrong direction. They've actually reversed it, because most of the countries in Europe now, England, the Scandinavian countries, the ones we used to always be able to say, well, look what the liberal countries are doing. Yeah. They're all reversed themselves on this. They don't do the puberty blockers anymore. They don't do this stuff because of studies like this. Mm-hmm. And America is just doubling down on this stuff. So we are the outlier country on this stuff. And look, there's always a sensible middle ground. That's what I'm always trying to find. Now, is there such a thing as trans? Of course. There are sometimes people who are, let's just say, there's a mix-up at the factory.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel in your head the way you do in your body. But some of this is also just a TikTok challenge that got out of hand.
A TikTok challenge that got out of hand. Oh, boy, Billy Boy. Oh, is he going to face some trouble for that? Is he wrong? Not wrong. What do I keep saying? Chip away. Chip away. It took these freaks and these Marxist decades to take what we had in this country. You guys will remember 5 or 6 years ago, Dennis Prager was on Bill Maher's show. And I couldn't find the clip. I'm sorry, I couldn't pull it up. Dennis Prager from Prager U, I think he's with the Blades too. Could have that wrong. Went on Bill Maher's show. And he talked about how that there are articles out there, and they're the radical left believe that men get their periods. And Bill and his whole panel and the whole audience laughed at Dennis Prager. Laughed out loud. You know, what the hell are you talking about? You know, nobody thinks that. While we on the right were all sitting here going, no, that was in Rolling Stone. That was in New York Times. That was in Salon. That was in all the Huffington Post. That was in all of the outlets that the left wing likes to read. But they didn't know it. See, I always say that the difference between an America First Republican and an old school liberal is 2 years. And I wonder, has Bill Maher hit that 2 year period? Because now he's starting to come back. He started to come back and not speak so negatively of Trump supporters. Here he is saying just that.
We are polarized. I don't think we can deny that. The point is that we can also be friends. That's yeah, it. Right. We can't. Let's not. Let's not pretend that these disagreements are not profound. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, okay, they are profound, but you know what? There's 90 other things we could talk about which we wouldn't disagree on. And I can't hate you. I've said it a million times. You can hate Trump. You can't hate all the people who like him. Mm-hmm. It's half the country.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not blind to Donald Trump's faults. I get it, why people choose to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who's conservative once said to me, what you don't get, you liberals don't get about Trump, is that we don't like him either.
Mm-hmm.
We just see him as a bulwark against the nonsense on the left. And I understand that, mm-hmm. because there is a lot of nonsense on the left, and that's in my book, too.
Now, of course, the part about us not liking him, I would have to disagree with that. However, what brought a lot of people over to the Trump side, particularly 2016, 2017, 2018, was the fact that it looked like he was the one stopping the madness. He was the one that was putting his foot down and saying, no, 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 you can't do that. So he's right that Donald Trump is a giant, bah, middle finger to the establishment. Donald Trump is a giant middle finger to the people who want to use words like latinx, or who want teenage boys in your teenage girls' bathrooms, because it has taken liberals like Bill Maher 5, 6, 7, 8 years to even notice that this stuff was happening. If liberals, and I'll say liberals in this context, if liberals had stood up to their radical left over the course of the last 5 years, 10 years, maybe Donald Trump never runs for office. But because no one ever said pump the brakes, because nobody ever stopped the radical left from going as far as they've gone. So much so, we're going to get to a story later about how apparently a sitting member of the United States Congress is now donating her own money to organizations that are helping to bring Hamas fighters into America. But I want to stay on the Bill Maher part. Why? Why does this matter? It's because when the radical left goes too far, I've long said that Bill Maher is the first one to come out and speak some sense into things. And he's not the only one in pop culture, on television, in the celebrity world who's starting to say pump the brakes. Before we get to that, Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD. So I've been reading the chat, and apparently some of you guys think that I think that Bill Maher is going to vote for Donald Trump. No, he's not. He's not going to. He's never going to vote for a Republican. Not going to happen. Is he coming around the mountain? Not really. However, these people have audiences. They have audiences that they speak to on a daily basis. We're going to get to two other celebrities in a little bit that I'm sure none of you have heard of before. One of them you may have. The other one you've never heard of before. However, there is a large swath of the population that listen to some of these people. So when they come out and say things, it trickles into the brains of the people who are reading it. One more quick thing on Bill Maher, because I do want to get to it. We've been seeing a lot of controversy over Harrison Butker. Harrison Butker, the kicker of the Kansas City Chiefs. I didn't play the clip over the week, but I think everybody else did. The speech he made at a Catholic university. And look, if you watch the show, you know that I am not the most religious person on the planet. I did. It's just not my thing. I have my own views, and I try to keep them to myself. But Harrison Butker gives this speech where he speaks against homosexuality, and he speaks about women having children and how important it is. Bill Maher has millions and millions and millions of people who think exactly like him. And here was what he said on his own show. And listen to the applause break it got.
Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world. Okay, that seems fairly, modern. But I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I don't see what the big crime is. I really don't. And I think this is part of the problem people have with the left, is that lots of people in this country are like this. Like he's saying, some of you may go on to lead successful careers, but a lot of you are excited about this other way that everybody used to be. And now can't that just be a choice too? And I feel like they feel very put upon, like there's only one way to be a good person, and that's to get an advanced degree from one of those asshole factories like Harvard.
Asshole factories like Harvard. Could you imagine a liberal saying that 5-10 years ago? Could you imagine? Maybe. TV's most popular atheist coming out and defending the words of a Catholic speaking Catholic principles at a Catholic university. Bill Maher literally made a movie called Religious about how he believes all religion is bullshit. And things have gotten so crazy now that he's coming out and defending a person on their religious views. Drip by drip, notch by notch, we are moving the culture in a certain direction. One more example of people who one would not expect to come out. You guys remember Patricia Heaton? Patricia Heaton, she got famous on Everybody Loves Raymond. She came out and defended Harrison Butker.
I don't understand why everybody's knickers are in a twist. He gave a commencement speech. The audience applauded twice during the speech and gave him a standing ovation at the end. So clearly they enjoyed what he was saying. The guy is espousing his own opinions and Catholic doctrine. So what? It's his opinion. He can have one. He's allowed. He's not a monster for stating what he believes. He went after bishops much more than he went after women or what women's choices are or what he thinks they should be. So I don't understand. I am a Catholic woman who worked through my kids' childhood. And I believe that God opened those doors for me. And thankfully, it was a schedule that allowed me to also be a full-time mom, basically. I find nothing offensive about what he said, even though my life is very different. And he might even look at my life and say, that's not the way it should be. That's okay. That's his opinion.
Deborah. Yeah, come on. Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves that show. Great show. Ray Romano. Good times. That's not the point I'm trying to make here is that when in recent memory have you seen Hollywood people, music people coming out and defending anything on the right? I want to read one comment here from Landers because this is the point. And you're correct, Landers, when you say this. Now, we get it, Kevin. We're just saying that Bill is just playing along. He can keep making money. We are aware he isn't on our side, but we shouldn't be giving him the benefit of the doubt. It's not about Bill Maher. I'm not trying to win Bill Maher. I'm trying to win over the people in his audience. Because look, whether you like it or not, millions of people watch this guy every single day. And millions of people who heard that Harrison Butker controversy heard Bill Maher say that and said, you know what, maybe. Maybe it wasn't so bad after all. Maybe it wasn't so bad after all. When Bill Maher goes on a show like Megyn Kelly and they start discussing election denialism, and you can see while Bill is saying this, I'm going to play this clip for you of him on Megyn Kelly. It's about 3 minutes long, but they're talking about election denialism. Bill Maher seems to not know that Hillary Clinton is the original election denier. Bansky Mike, you said it yourself. There you go. We keep chipping away. Michael Rapaport, the guy who hated Donald Trump, is now on our side. For whatever that particular reason is, here was Bill Maher on Megyn Kelly talking about election denialism. Chipping away.
You keep saying sort of I'm nuts because I don't see the difference between the elephant and the mouse. And I'm telling you, I identify them differently than you do. Hillary Clinton, of course, is the original election denier. I'm sure you voted for her in 16.
Well, she's not an election denier.
She absolutely was the OG election denier.
First of all, she came out before the sun had risen to concede the election to Trump.
And then spent the next 4 years saying he was illegitimate. He was an illegitimate president.
Well, first of all, she didn't say he was an illegitimate.
Yes, she did.
You tell me exactly what she said.
She said those exact words repeatedly.
Okay. I mean, she conceded the election. Whether you're interpreting her disappointment at losing it as the same thing as Trump not conceding it, I don't know if that's where you're getting it from. But again, it's a tremendous false equivalency. You could ask Hillary Clinton right now who won that election. She will tell you. Donald Trump won
now
the election.
Now she knows she has to because of what Trump has done.
She came out that night
in her
dark
the election.
Purple suit and conceded the election.
Correct. And then spent the next 4 years trying to convince us it was not legitimate. I'm just saying, look, it's not the same as Trump. What Trump did was far more severe. I'm not going to deny that. But don't try to tell me that Hillary Clinton wasn't an election denier, and Jamie Raskin, and a whole host of Democrats who are now in prominent positions on Capitol Hill. Doesn't make it great what Trump did, but they don't have clean hands either. But you bypass the immigration question. I mean, like, that,
I'm not
a
bypassing
lot of Republicans,
it. I think it's a disaster.
How would you put this guy back in there for 4 more years to leave the doors open?
And like it was so much better under Trump?
Yes, it was better under Trump. Are you kidding me?
It was somewhat better.
Oh, Bill.
It was somewhat better.
Go look up the immigration rates.
Illegal immigration rates for 2019 to 20. I'm not defending Biden on immigration. I don't understand why it's so difficult in this country to stop people coming through the border. I don't. And I watched that 60 Minutes piece they did on it a couple of months ago, and they had films of people coming through this hole and the Border Patrol just watching them and basically waving. I don't understand why. I don't understand why this country can't accomplish something like that. It doesn't seem like it's impossible. But so
we
many
can.
Things in this
country. What? That's what's so aggravating. We can accomplish it. We can stop what's happening at the southern border. We just won't under Joe Biden. And he keeps pretending like he has no agency on it, but he does have agency. There are a lot of executive orders he could do, just like Trump did. He won't. And you know why? It's because of the people who use the word Latinx, who are trying to lecture him that it's not humane to enforce our borders.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The left wing, because they're so afraid always of being called racist, they let that color every issue and very often wind up with terrible policies.
And I've long said it. I've long said this, and some may disagree with me on that, and that's totally fine. If the left wing had gotten its radical left in check a decade ago, I'd be willing to bet Donald Trump never comes down that escalator. Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Maybe somebody just like him comes down. I don't know. But if this culture war hadn't been ramped up over the course of the last decade, going all the way back to the Berkeley riots with Milo Yiannopoulos and Ben Shapiro and Ann Coulter back in 2015, leading all the way up through the Summer of Love, leading up to the ridiculous transitioning of all of our kids, boys and women's sports, the invasion at the border, inflation, the fact that no one will be held accountable for COVID. If all of these things don't happen, I don't think we're in the position we're in today. And I don't think liberals are in the position either, with having to stick with Joe Biden when they know he's incompetent. They know he's incompetent. We're going to show you a clip in a second of just how batshit he is. But because, like Megyn Kelly says at the end of that clip, because Democrats are so beholden to their radical left, the people who use the word Latinx, the people who call everything racist, people like Jasmine Crockett, who are now calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a racist because she made fun of her eyebrows, of her eyelashes. I want to make it very clear. If you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, if you're Asian, Indian, Native American, am I leaving anybody out? And you got some big-ass eyelashes walking around looking like this, you look like an asshole. It's not a race thing, okay? Cut that clip, Jeremy. It's not a race thing. You look ridiculous. You look ridiculous. If they were able to stand up to those people, they would be able to remove Joe Biden and replace him with Gavin Newsom without having to cater to their radical left about why they're replacing a black woman on the ticket, Kamala Harris, with a white man. But because they're afraid, and I'll stand up to the most radical wing of the most radical element of the right wing. It's not hard to do. If you're out there talking ethno-nationalism or Jew hatred or whites only crap, I'll call you out any day of the week. But the left won't do it. And that's why you saw Joe Biden on stage over the weekend clapping for a complete ceasefire. Because he has to appease the radical left. That's why they want to make the Democratic National Convention go virtual. Because they're afraid of their most radical left. And that's why Democrats get shit done. Because they capitulate to the AOCs, to the Rashida Tlaibs, to the Ilhan Omars, to the Jamal Bowmans, to the Ed Markeys and Elizabeth Warrens. They capitulate to them. Where the Republican Party looks at people like you, people like me, and they shoo us along. Go over there. Because for decades, we have voted Republican no matter who. But that time is changing, my friends. That time is absolutely changing. And Democrats are now stuck in a position where they've got to stick with old Dementia Joe. Because the only person less popular than him is Kamala Harris. They can't. A lot of people have been saying this, and I've seen no evidence of this whatsoever, that barring some sort of extreme health thing, and I want to be clear, I don't like Joe Biden. I don't want him as president. I don't want to see anything physical happen to him. I don't want to see him die. I don't wish him to get an illness. And anybody who does, keep that shit to yourself, okay? That's how you end up on a list. I don't want to see anything happen to the guy. I want him to do the right thing by the American people. That's what I want. I don't need to have Joe Biden be removed to beat him. We're going to beat him on the merits, and I've got proof of that. We're going to bring it up in a second. Before we do that, guys, I want to talk to you about my friends over at AmmoSquared.com. That's AmmoSquared.com. I started my husband and wife team, Dan and Danielle Morton, back in 2015 in the freedom-loving state of Idaho. Who the ho? Idaho. Guys, Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time and is stored for free while it builds up and is shipped whenever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared was started in 2015 and has over 30,000 loyal customers all across the country. It is truly the only automated set it and forget it ammo purchasing, baby. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's that. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. It is a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. It's customizable. You can buy as little as a few dollars a month or as much as you want, baby. Ammo Squared is there to help you smooth out the rough spots in ammunition availability. Like an ammo savings account, just set it up and have your ammo for a rainy day when store shelves go empty, like we saw in 2020. Everybody had trouble finding ammunition except Ammo Squared customers. Guys, go to AmmoSquared.com. That's AmmoSquared.com, and let them know LFA TV sent you. That's AmmoSquared.com. AmmoSquared.com. So we're beginning to see, you know what? Well, actually, before we jump into all that, because I do have some other stuff that I want to get to. Guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Share it out. Giddy on up. Let's go. I want to talk about, so far today, we've been talking about people in pop culture who have come out, not necessarily for Trump, but against leftism, left-wingism, whatever the hell it is you want to call it. Well, yesterday we spoke about Cardi B. Now, I don't give a shit about Cardi B. I wish her all the best. I know she used to be a stripper, and now she gets to spend $75,000 a ticket at the Met Gala because, you know, proof of me, you can do anything you want in this country. However, just like Bill Maher, I don't care about her. I care about the people who read her tweets, the people who read her Instagram account. Well, Cardi B came out in an interview with Rolling Stone and told reporters that she will never be endorsing a politician again after endorsing Biden and Bernie Sanders for the presidency. Under Biden, she says, she's felt layers and layers of disappointment. I feel the people got betrayed. It's just like, damn, y'all not caring about nobody. Then it really gets me upset that there is solutions to it. There is a solution. I know there's a solution because you're spending billions of dollars on the effing thing after Biden decided that he would fund the war in Ukraine as well as Israel. Cardi B spoke out against his actions, saying America don't pay for endless wars for countries that have been going through shit for a very long time. There are countries where kids are getting killed every single day, but the U.S. won't benefit from that country, so they don't help. I don't like that America has this superhero cape on. We never did things to be superheroes. We did things out of our own convenience. She then said that she would not be voting for Biden or Trump in the upcoming election, telling the outlet, "I don't F with both of y'all." And then that one word I'm not allowed to say. Then that one word that begins with an N that I'm not allowed to say. Now, once again, don't care about Cardi B. Her music sucks. It's really, really bad. Like, it's really bad. However, Cardi B, let's just check out. Let's play a little game here. Let's just check out her Instagram follower count. Let's just play this little game here. Where is she? Boom. Let's see. $167 million Instagram followers. Her last Instagram post has 2 million likes. So, 2.6 million likes. Once again, don't care about these people. I care about the people who are seeing it. Several high-profile celebrities have made it clear that they will not be supporting Biden. Michael Rapaport, The Rock, Macklemore. I'm not asking these people to come out and support President Trump. I'm asking them to stay in their lane. One more person who came out just directly and said it is somebody named Amber Rose. Now, I want to make this very clear. While I don't care about Cardi B, I care even less about Amber Rose, who is the ex-girlfriend of Kanye West. She came right out and supported Trump. Came right out, and she's got 25 million Instagram followers. Can you guys imagine a time? Imagine a time where Hollywood celebrities, musicians, actors, actresses, whatever the hell, whatever entity they are. I think she's a model. I don't know how she got 25 million Instagram followers and I only have 2,200, but that's a personal thing. She came out and said, "Y'all think Biden cares about black people? Sad. Do your research. I did. I'll always put women first. Y'all want biological men in women's sports? Trump supports the most reasonable compromise on abortion. Stop being brainwashed because we're people of color. Make your own decisions." What world is that happening? And we're seeing it dominate the national polling. And that's why I'm so excited about the Bronx, baby. I've never been excited to go to the Bronx. I hate going to Yankee Stadium. I hate Yankee fans. I hate their stadium. I hate the 4 train. I hate the traffic on the Major Deegan. It's the worst road in America. But I'm going, baby. Why? If we can peel 5-6% of this vote in places Republicans do not traditionally go, that's the ball game. There's somewhere, there's a fat lady warming up because she's going to start singing real, real soon. And we're going to get to why in just a minute. Before we do that, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your mothership, your home base, everything you need. LFATV related, guys, go to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Giddy up, let's go. Hit the thumbs up button, guys. Share the video out all over the place. Who's going to the rally? Who's going to the Trump rally? Let me get a sip now that I've been going crazy today. Let me get a quick sip. Caps, how we doing? Bad Moon, what are we doing? Bruce, Math Hole, rocking and rolling. Some people don't like that I talk shit about Yankee Stadium, but that's okay. I'm allowed to. I'm a Met fan. You guys win and we get to talk shit. That's how things go. That's how things go, baby. Aaron, how are you? Bruno, how we doing? I asked my Bronx Biden friend. Let me pull that up. I asked my Bronx Biden friend who she's voting for. She said, "I'm not voting. I have a feeling that is what all Biden fans will do." Good. Good. Also, speaking of voting, I want to make sure I get this out here. If you live in the states of Kentucky, Oregon, Georgia, and Idaho, make sure you get out and vote. You guys got primaries today. If you live in Georgia, if you live in Atlanta, you can vote against Fannie Willis. She has a primary challenger. So once again, if you live in Kentucky, Oregon, Georgia, Idaho, Utah, make sure you guys get out there and vote. You guys got primaries today. Hit that thumbs up button. Let's crack that 300 mark. By the end, baby, let's go giddy up. So we've been talking about this all day, about how we are seeing breaks in the culture, in pop culture, musicians, actors, bingo, bango. All right? What is this doing for the national audience? Well, it turns out Trump leads Biden by 11 points among independent voters in a new Harvard-Harris poll. And we're going to talk about national polling because you guys know I don't use national polling as a hard barometer because we don't have one big election in this country. But we're going to explain why I think some of these national polls that are coming out are so important. A new national poll reveals that Donald Trump leads Biden by 6 points overall, with Trump seeing a lead margin among independents at 11%. The Harvard-Harris poll found 49% of voters nationwide would cast their vote for Trump, while 43% said the same of Biden. 8% was unsure. The vast majority of GOP voters, 93%, said they would cast their ballot for Trump, while 4% said they would vote for Biden, 3% unsure. A larger amount of Democratic voters said they would cross the aisle and cast their ballot for Trump at 8%. Additionally, 47% of independent voters said they would cast their ballot for Trump, compared to 36% who said they would vote for Biden. That is huge. With the third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy added to the mix, Trump still maintains a lead over the pack, 43-39 in the polls, with 12% going to Kennedy, 6% being unsure. Among possible picks for Trump's vice president, Governor DeSantis leads the pack with 12%. Tim Scott comes in at 9%. Vivek at 8%. Overall, the opinion of none of the above led with 28% being driven by Democrat and independent support. 70% of Democrats and 78% of GOP voters have made up their mind on who they're going to vote for in November. Guys, that tells me there are votes out there to get, with 56% of independents saying that they have already made up their mind. That tells me there's 44% out there that we can continue to look at, we can continue to get. Now, 538 does an average of all the polling all over the country. They take 15 different polls and they average them together. Why? What does this mean? For a Democrat to win the Electoral College, in the national polling, they need to be up 3.4% on average in the popular vote. What does that mean? That means that Democrats need +3 in the popular vote in order to win the Electoral College. Right now, Donald Trump is +1.4 in the popular vote. That's unbelievable. That's unheard of. Unheard of for a Republican candidate. The national polling average for Donald Trump is 41.3%, with Biden under 40. The swing state averages, here's where we get into the part that I'm talking about, baby. Swing state polls, the average of all the polls, the average of them, Trump +7 in Nevada, +7 in North Carolina, +6 in Georgia, Trump +4 in Arizona, +2 in Pennsylvania, Trump +1.5 in Wisconsin, and Trump +1.2 in Michigan. If those numbers hold, Donald Trump gets 312 electoral votes. 312 electoral votes. That is a landslide victory. That means we are all out drinking very early, baby. And for those of you who know me, you know damn well that that's not what I'm totally looking forward to. But, you know, it's definitely what I'm looking forward to. Also, in Colorado 4, Lauren Boebert remains up 10 points on her opponent, despite the fact that right now in her district, her favorability ratings are in the toilet. It's good to know we're going to be able to keep Lauren Boebert in the House. We got, if you're living in Colorado, make sure you get out and support Congresswoman Boebert, because quite frankly, we need more fighters like her. We need more fighters like her. Let's keep on going, baby. The odds are beginning to shift. Now people are starting to put their money on Donald Trump in a lot of these swing states, in a lot of these areas. It is wild, absolutely wild to see. Let me see if I can find this. There was one that puts a new state in play. New Hampshire. Where's the New Hampshire polling? I can't seem to find the exact numbers. Let me see. Where the hell did I put it? Alrighty, so. Oh, shit. I wish I had this pulled up right now. There's a new poll out from, I think it's from one of the newspapers in Manchester. I'm sorry, I can't seem to find it at the moment. But it shows Donald Trump running neck and neck in New Hampshire. Neck and neck in New Hampshire. So if you're out there and you're in the great state of New Hampshire, what is that, the Granite State? The state where everything looks like a Bob Ross painting. If you live up in the Bob Ross state, guys, get out. Get voters registered. Get engaged. We could knock Maggie Hassan out. That's another Senate seat. It's up to us. You know, on this show, I'm going to continue to say it is up to us. It's up to us to do what needs to be done. And if we keep our, if we keep putting the pedal to the metal, this is working. Ah, I got it. Boom. Found it. In a new poll, according to the New Hampshire Journal, Trump is running at 37%. Biden is at 37%, with Kennedy resting in third at 15. Unreal. Now, those numbers are rounded up. Let me try to pop this. Let me get this up on the screen real quick. Because if you look deeper at the poll in New Hampshire, it actually shows Donald Trump up by a 0.1%, which tells me we can keep going. 12.4% say none of these. That means that there is almost 12.5% of people that you could go out there and get. It's up to us, guys. You guys know I'm jacked up about all this. I love the election stuff. I love the polling stuff. Giddy on up. Let's go. And there's a big reason. There's a big reason why Donald Trump is up. And obviously, it is the lack of intelligence, the lack of cognitive ability that Joe Biden has. We'll get to that in a minute. Before we do, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So, Donald Trump is now crushing. He's now building that momentum, moving into the election season, moving into the convention. Donald Trump outraises Joe Biden by $25 million in the month of April. Former President Donald Trump and the Republican Party outraised Joe Biden and the Democrats by almost $25 million in April. On Monday, Team Biden said that they raised $51 million for the month, far below the $76 million by Trump and the Republicans. Why? Because even if you hate Donald Trump, you have no confidence in Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden likes to go out on stage and say things like this.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
I'm going to play it again just in case you missed it, because I think Joe Biden just said what I think he said.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
I don't know why, but this is now the fifth Democrat to confuse the word insurrection for erection. I've never in my life accidentally used the word erection. Like, I've said it on purpose, but I've never just been like, whoops, erection, there it is. Why do they keep doing this? Maybe people would begin to take your January 6th nonsense claims a little bit more seriously if you didn't compare them to a hard-on. Just saying. Just saying. One more time.
He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill patriots.
You bunch of erectionists. What an idiot. What an idiot. Of course, this comes as the Trump trial in New York has come to a close. This could not be going any better for the Donald Trump team. The New York judge considers the defense motion to dismiss after the prosecution rests its case. Judge Marchand could rule on Tuesday morning that on Trump's defense motion to dismiss the case. We know that he did not end up doing that. However, he did send the jury home for a week after a calamitous couple days of testimony from Michael Cohen, from Costello. It was unbelievable. Even so much so that CNN is now admitting how bad it really was.
The way this was raised and addressed on direct is what Julia Louis-Dreyfus would call yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's what Michael Cohen said.
Explain. This was George Costanza.
No.
It was Elaine.
It was Elaine. Really? Yeah. It was Elaine. Okay. Yada, yada, yada.
Let's debate it longer. I like this.
But here's the direct testimony, that the way Michael Cohen explained what happened.
It's actually a girl that Costanza was dating. But okay, sorry.
Oh, there you go. Michael Cohen explained this whole thing, quote, "That's what was owed, and I didn't feel Mr. Trump deserved the difference." That's a lot different than I stole $60,000 from my boss on the transaction at the heart of this case. And by the way, the fact that he was never charged with larceny is important, because stealing $60,000 through fraud, which would be larceny in New York State, is more serious of a crime than falsifying business records.
This is one of those...
Now, the reason why Michael Cohen was able to make that statement on the stand is because the statute of limitations in New York for grand larceny is 5 years. So, also, he was promised immunity by the prosecution, so he can admit to as many crimes as he wants without anything actually happening to him. Because that's what happens when you go after Donald Trump. You can admit to stealing $50,000 from him, and nothing will happen to you. Because, you know, why the hell not? Because why the hell not? Guys, I got one more story I want to get to. We're going to bid a fond farewell to maybe the most evil human being on the planet. Before we do that, guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share this video out all over the place. Bruno, I want to thank you so much for the $50 Rumble rant. Also, guys, do me a quick favor. Follow this page. Click this name. Hit the follow button, baby. Guys, if you're watching in the live chat, click on my name. Make sure to give my page a follow. I want to thank you all so much for that. We're going to bid a fond farewell to everybody. A fond farewell to a particularly evil person in just a minute. Before we do that, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. You guys can use promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. That's promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. That's the best way to support this show and everything we've got going on over here at the Loud Majority. You guys know we are the grassroots hub for all things New York. You're going to be finding out some more stuff very, very soon. Can't click on the name in the app. Noodlin' McGroin says, all righty, then just click in the top bar, Loud Majority US. Hit the follow button. Giddy on up. So, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. And if you've already got all of your Loud Majority gear, maybe hit that donate button. You guys know how much I hate saying it, how much I hate asking for it and all that crap. But This is user-generated content, and I don't have giant NGOs behind me shuffling illegal immigrants all over the country. I got to do it with your help and T-shirt sales. So I want to thank you all so, so much. Alex Ann, you have won. You have won today. You have won today. You've cut me off as Charles, as Klaus Schwab. I said Charles Schwab. Klaus Schwab resigns as chairman of the World Economic Forum. Of course, the son of famed Nazi industrialist Klaus Schwab, the founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum, has announced that he would be resigning from his executive role so he can get back to doing what he does best, drinking blood and living forever. Klaus Schwab revealed his decision in an email to the staff on Tuesday, May 21st, according to Semaphore. Klaus Schwab, 86, will transition to the role of non-executive chairman pending approval from the Swiss government. No wonder it takes place. No wonder it needs approval from the Swiss. They're the ones hiding all that Nazi gold. However, the globalist has yet to name his successor, but has said over the last year the group's executive board, under the leadership of Borg Brend, has taken full executive responsibility. So we don't know. He's a former conservative leader He is a former Norwegian conservative leader. Klaus Schwab has been synonymous with the World Economic Forum, pushing for climate change initiatives, surveillance, cashless society, car bans, 15-minute city grids, meat and dairy bans. All the awful things in the world. So I hope that Klaus Schwab, I know he'll probably live forever, unfortunately, but maybe this new guy will provide us all with more hilarious content that we can all watch. Maybe he'll be able to provide us with a little bit more of that because, the stuff that comes out of the World Economic Forum, it's both terrifying and never not hilarious. Guys, I want to thank you all so, so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit that thumbs up button on the way out the door. Stay tuned for Matter of Fact coming up next here on this network. Giddy up, let's go. Thank you guys all so, so much. I will see you guys back live tomorrow at 1 p.m. Until then, everybody, stay loud.